Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercies over us, your goodness, your loving kindness. Oh, Lord, thank you because you are watching over us every day. And in you, Lord, we are safe. Oh, blessed be thy name, Lord. Father, we give you the praise and the glory once again in the house of the Lord this morning. And as we bring the word of God, the Bible says the entrance of your word gives light. And it always brings a lifting up. And we ask that you glorify yourself in the message of the Lord this morning. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to give a short exhortation this morning. The Lord, our hiding place and our shield. Hallelujah. How many of you like the sound of that? He is our hiding place and he is our shield. And I think that testimony will go right along with that. You know, the Lord is our hiding place and our shield. I'm going to start here. I have a few verses that I'm going to read. I'm going to start here at Isaiah chapter 4. And I'm going to start at verse 5. Isaiah 4 and verse 5. Now remember, the title of the message, the Lord is our hiding place and our shield. And the Lord we create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion. And upon her assemblies, that's in every home, that's in every family, that's in every gathering of the people of God. He will create a cloud and a smoke by day, and a shining of the flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory, it shall be for a defense. How many of you can say amen to that?
Amen.
The glory of the Lord will be a defense for us. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from the storm and from the rain. That's the Lord Jesus. He's our hiding place. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. Oh my, and they are saved. Amen? How many of you can get a hold of the name of the Lord and know that you are saved? That's right. You know, once you get a hold of that name, you run into that name, the Bible says that you are saved. Isaiah 25 and verses 3 and 4. Isaiah 25 verses 3 and 4. Now let's see all of the wonderful things that the Bible says to us about how the Lord will protect his elect. Isaiah 25 and verses 3 and 4. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. Do we have any strong people in here this morning?
Amen.
Bible says, be strong in the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in the power of his might. He also says, quit ye like men. Don't be weak and don't let be a pushover for the devil. Be strong in the Lord. And the people that do know their God, they shall be strong. And they shall do exploits. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in their distress. Anybody needy this morning? Do you feel like you are in distress? The name of the Lord will be your strength. Thou hast been a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat. Even when the blast of the terrible ones, as a storm is coming against the wall, you know the devil, he'll come out against you in every which way. But the Lord, he will be your shield and your defense. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, let's read a few more verses here. You know, just to encourage our hearts and to see where the Lord is and how he's going to protect all of his children. Psalm 3 and verse 3. This psalm will tell you that the Lord is your glory. Amen. And he is also the lifter up of your head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You are my glory and the lifter up of my head. Do you see the Lord as your shield? I mean, if the Lord is shielding you, that means he will protect you from evil. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In fact, the Lord, the disciples, when they came to the Lord and said, teach us how to pray. One of the things he taught them to say was, deliver us from evil. Amen. Is the church still awake this morning? Can I get a witness? Amen. Yes, we want the church to be awake and be excited about the good things that the Lord does in protecting us. That's Psalm 3 and verse 3. Now Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12. Let's see what the Lord will do for his people. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. But I don't hear any shouting here this morning. Right, he said, because thou defendest them. He is your defense. He will defend you. He will be your shield. Oh, let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. You will compass them with favor as with a shield. Oh my. The Lord is our shield and he is our defense. I mean, there's millions of scriptures in here that just talk about the same thing over and over again. Dozens of scriptures. You know, and we're going to see just a few of them this morning. They'll give us confidence that the Lord, you know, is our shield and he's protecting us. Now, as I've always said, one thing that you must believe, this is non-negotiable when you want the Lord to protect you from evil. You must know that he is able. See, that is non-negotiable. First, you must know that the Lord is able. The three Hebrew boys, they were about to be thrown into the fire. And they said, first thing they said is, you know, let it be known unto the king that our God is able to deliver us. There's no question about that. You know, you settle that in your mind that every single day, the Lord is able to deliver you. And he will deliver you. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 27 and verses 4 and 5. Part of this was read already today. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, see, blessed are those that are planted in the house of the Lord, because in the time of trouble, he will hide me in his pavilion. Oh yes, sir. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock. Now, the Lord knows how to hide his people from trouble. He knows how to be a shield and a defense unto them that trust in him. Amen? Now, listen to this. Psalm 28 and verses 7 to 9. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Is the Lord your strength and your shield this morning?
Amen.
Now, if I read something that excites you, you are free to shout. Now, let's try that again. The Lord is my strength and my shield.
Amen.
My heart trusted in him.
Hallelujah.
And I am helped.
Amen.
Therefore my heart has greatly rejoiced.
Amen.
And with my song, God, will I praise him. Oh my. The Lord is that strength. And he is the saving strength of his anointed. Are you God's anointed here this morning? Amen. You have the anointing of God in your life. Well then God is your saving strength. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says he's the saving strength, the saving health of all nations in Psalm 67. You know, sure, you know, it says, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also. The Lord is going to feed you and he's going to lift you up forever.
Amen.
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 Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 32. Let's see verses 6 and 7. Psalm 32, verses 6. And remember, the Lord is our shield and he is our hiding place. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. That's Psalm 32 and verse 6. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh even unto him. That's unto the one that trusts in the name of the Lord. They shall not come nigh thee. All the floods and all the different things. Now listen to verse 7. Thou art my hiding place. Oh yes. Is the Lord your hiding place? Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Oh, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Oh my. The devil sent his being to do his dirty work on our sister. But the angel of the Lord delivered her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord will be like a shield around you. That the Lord, you know, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord round about his people forevermore. He will surround you with songs of deliverance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 33 and verse 20. Psalm 33 and verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, because he is our help and our shield. Oh my. How many times is he going to say it over and over again? That the Lord is our help and our shield. Now, repetition is the law of lasting impression. You know, so he's saying it over and over again. And we're going to find out all the great ways that the Lord can deliver his people. Now, Psalm 84 and verse 11. This psalm is going to tell you that God, the Lord, is not only your shield, but he's a great sun, and he'll shine in your life. Let's see what he will say here. Psalm 84 and verse 11. The Lord God is a sun and a shield, and he will give grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. How many of you can say amen to that?
Hallelujah.
Yes, he's our son, a son of righteousness, he is indeed. And he will shine in our lives, and he will be our shield, and our great, give us grace, and he will give us glory. Psalm 90 and verses 1 and 2. Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2. He said, Psalm 90. Get the right one here. And verses 1 and 2. It said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place. He is not only your hiding place, but he is also your dwelling place.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In all generations, even before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Oh yes, and the Lord, he will be our dwelling place forever and ever. Psalm 119. And verse 114. Psalm 119 and verse 114. I mean, he'll tell us over and over again, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. But the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he will always be there with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, when thou goest through the waters, they shall not overwhelm you. When you pass through the flames, oh yes, it will not even kindle upon you, because he's going to bring you out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 54, Isaiah 54 verse 14, 15 and 17. Now in these verses, we are going to find out the greatness of the Lord. You know, how he delivers us from all the plans of the enemy. No matter whatever he forms against us, the Bible says it will not prosper. So let's see how the Lord puts it here. Isaiah 54. I'm going to read 14, 15, and 17. This is 14. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Oh, I love the sound of that. And if you believe that, you can say amen. And thou shalt be far from oppression and from fear. Yes, thou shalt not fear, and you'll be far from terror, for it shall not come near thee.
Amen.
Oh, these are great promises. Behold, they shall surely gather together. Well, people can gather together. Don't worry about it. You know, those that peep and mutter against you, let them do it. You know, Bible says they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for your sake. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Amen.
Oh my goodness.
Amen.
Let's say that together. And put your name there. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. That's right. Why?
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment, I will condemn.
Yes,
he says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Yes.
And that's got the seal of the Lord upon it.
Hallelujah.
He put it out point blank. All you have to do is cash in the check.
Yes.
He already said it. No weapon that is formed against you of any kind will prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Listen to what Jesus, the Master himself, see how he put it in John chapter 10. Talking to them about he being the good shepherd. You know, David, he knew the Lord was his shepherd. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Jehovah Roy. Oh my. And Jesus, he came, and he listened to how he told it to them in John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. Here's the way Jesus put it. He said to them, John 10 and verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. Oh my. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. No man, no devil can pluck you out of God's hands. You are right in his hands. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all. And there is no man able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. How many of you feel confident in that? That God's got you in his hands. And nothing can pluck you out of his hands. Isn't that wonderful? Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now let's take a look at Psalm 91. Some of this was read today. And let's see all of the benefits that we get by being in God's, by being in God's hiding place, by taking the Lord as our hiding place and dwelling in under his shadow. Let's see what he says to us in Psalm 91. Remember, the Lord is our hiding place and our shield. That's the message, that's the exhortation this morning. Now he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Now that's that hiding place. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now that sounds good to me. You know, like the eagle, you know, he spreads out his wings and just call out those little ones and so forth. You know, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and even from that noisome bee and everything that comes in there, he will deliver you. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One time David said, he said, they surrounded me like swarming bees. He said, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them all. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't care whichever way the devil comes. He may come in at you one way. He's going to flee seven ways.
Amen.
Because the Lord is your shield. Amen. He cannot penetrate that shield as long as you praise the Lord in confidence. Now, here's what he says to us. He shall cover thee. Remember, he's your hiding place. He will cover thee with his feathers. And under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield. Oh man, the Lord is my shield, as long as you trust in his word and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that fly by day. The arrow that fly by day, that sounds like bullets and stuff like that. It's not going to come near you, because the Lord will deliver you. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand.
Hallelujah.
But it shall not come near thee.
Amen.
How many of you can say amen?
Amen?
Well, one time we preached on the message, you know, overcoming adversities. But in that message, the Lord told us that even many adversities we can avoid, you know, by staying in the secret place of the Lord.
Amen.
And this is how you avoid, you know, all of this trouble. The Lord, he will be a shield unto you.
Amen.
All you have to do is stay in the secret place of the Lord. Because, he said, only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. You'll see it on the television, you'll hear it on the news, but it shall not come near you. Because he said, upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion shall be the glory of the Lord for a defense. That's your house and that's your family. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, and the Most High thy habitation, because of that there shall no evil before you.
Amen.
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 You know, anytime you are staring evil in the face, you have to quote the scripture. I said, the Lord has said, no evil shall befall me. Neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Oh my. That is a powerful promise, and if you get a hold of it, it will work for you.
Amen.
He said, he shall give his angels charge over thee. Oh my. You know, the Lord will give his angels charge over you every time.
Yes,
I don't care if your car rolls off the road or whatever. He'll pull you out. And even sometimes he will even deliver you completely, so you won't even get into an accident at all.
Yes,
the Lord can do all of these things.
Right.
He is a great God. He shall bear thee up upon your hand. The angels shall bear thee up in their hands, so that you will not dash your foot against any stones.
Yes,
thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Now, you know, here's what the Lord says. Because you have set your love upon him, here's what he says. Now, so this is the secret of everything. The secret is, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and all your mind, and all your soul, and put all your power and your might behind it too. And he said, when you do that, here's what he says to you in Psalm 91. He said, because you have set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him.
Yes.
Oh yeah, when you put your love upon the Lord, when the Lord is the center of your life, when you have chosen the Lord as your chief joy, Bible says, set your affections on things that are above. When your affection is on the Lord, you know, he will also set you up on high. He will set you up on high because you have known his name. Have you known his name this morning?
Yes,
does anybody in the house know his name?
Yes.
What is his name?
Yes.
The angel came to Moses, the angel came to Mary and said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Oh yeah, because he is a savior. And then there's a song that says, when we call him by his name, Jesus, oh, when we call him savior, we call him by his name. Because he will save his people, not only from their sins, but from all the consequences of sin, which is evil and destruction and so forth. When he shall call upon me, I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him. Oh yes. And then I will also honor him with long life. Now that's long life. That means the devil cannot cut your life short. The Lord is going to give you long life and prosperity. And he will satisfy you and show you, you know, his salvation. As long as you trust him and praise him in confidence. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet this morning and let's see if we can rejoice in the salvation of the Lord. Come on everybody, put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's shout the victory this morning because of the greatness of the Lord. Because of all the promises of God that we have read in here this morning. That the Lord is our hiding place. The Lord is our shield. Oh yes, he is our fortress. He's our high tower. And he is your defense. And the psalmist said, the Lord is my salvation. And he has even become my song. Is the Lord your song? Do you sing about him every day? Do you shout it on the housetops? Do you sing the victory? Do you jump up and down because of the glory of the Lord? The glory of the Lord, the Bible says, shall be upon every dwelling place. And it shall set a flame and a fire around it for a defense. Oh, hallelujah. Raise up your hands and thank the Lord for his goodness. Yes, the Lord will deliver us from every evil. The Bible says, the Lord shall deliver you from every evil work. He shall bruise the devil under your feet shortly. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I am glad this morning for the Lord's deliverances that we have heard. And we thank God as a people and as a church that the goodness of the Lord is upon us. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not going to bury anybody in this church. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to conduct any funeral services. But that's not, the Lord didn't call me to conduct funeral services. He called me to preach life, and that abundantly. Hallelujah. It is the enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the power of the enemy is no match for the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you take the name of the Lord, guess what he said? I will give you life in abundance. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. How many of you want to run into the name of the Lord this morning? Would you like to run into his name? Would you like to get a hold of the name of the Lord and know that you are saved? Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, if you are new here this morning, you may see that we are shouting concerning this name. And you may say, well, I don't know about all of that. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, all this cloud of witnesses cannot be wrong. Amen. And these people that are here, they are a drop in the bucket concerning all of the people, in relation to all the people in the world that have received the mercies of God, that know that his name is great. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And you too can receive the mercy of the Lord this morning. Every opportunity that we have to proclaim his name, we always like to do it and give people a chance to latch on to that name. Hallelujah. Everything that the devil puts in your life that is contrary, the power of his name can snap it just like that. And he can set you free. Amen. Now, if you want to take that name today, all you got to do is just say, Lord, I believe. That's all you got to do. You know, Jesus, he will go around and he will say, believest thou in the Son of Man? Do you believe that I can do this? You know, he always wants to hear it from the people that they believe. Amen. And once you believe, there is no stopping what God can do for you. Throw up your hands this morning and say, Lord, I believe. All over this audience, everybody, throw up your hands and say, Lord, I believe. Say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I know you are able to deliver me from the evil. I know you are able to deliver my family. I know you are able to deliver my children. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And I know, Lord, that you are able to deliver everyone in this church. Every one of this church, Lord. Deliver everyone from the evil. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The shadow of the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God. Hallelujah. Everywhere that you go, the shadow of the Lord is cast over you. Under the shadow of his wings, you will trust and he will deliver you. He will allow no evil to befall you. He will hold you as the apple of his eye. He will keep you from evil and he'll keep you from the plans of the enemy. Put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The shadow of the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God, protecting you, watching over you, keeping you from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. The Lord is a shield unto the people that trust him. He's a sword and he's a buckler. Oh, his name is a high tower. When you run into it, you are safe from the plans of the enemy, from the onslaught of the devil. Hallelujah. The shadow of the Lion is cast over the elect of God. The shadow of the Lion, the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God. The shadow of the Lion watching over me, the shadow of the Lion, the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God, the shadow of a Lion, watching over me, the shadow of a Lion, the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God, the shadow of a protecting me, the shadow of a Lion, the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God, the shadow of a Lion, watching over me, the shadow of a Lion, the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God, the shadow of a Lion, watching over me, the shadow of a Lion, the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God, the shadow of a Lion, protecting me, the shadow of a Lion, the Lion of Judah is cast over the elect of God, the shadow of a Lion over. Amen. Now I'm going to pray the prayer of faith that is going to keep you from the enemy. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, behold this thy great and wonderful people, Lord. The elect of God, they are under your shadow. And no evil shall befall your people, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in. He shall preserve you from all evil. From this time forth and even forevermore. He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. From every trap that the devil has set out there. The Lord will deliver you and your family and your household. In Jesus' mighty name. Whether it be from accidents, from sicknesses and diseases, from things unseen and seen, the angel of the Lord will encamp around you and he will deliver you at all times. Only believe and be of good courage, for he will never leave you. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Lord, we thank you because you have promised. You said no man can snatch them from my hands. Lord, we are in your hands. Are you in his hands this morning? Oh yes, you are in his hands, and no man, nothing can snatch you from his hands. He said there shall nothing be able to separate you from the love of God that is anchored, that is in Jesus Christ. When you are anchored upon that love, nothing can separate you. No devil, no angel, no power, nothing to come. Trials, tribulations, or any such thing. None of these things can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Watch over your people, Lord, from day to day. And they are going out and they are coming in. When they are in the house, when they are on the street, when they are driving, when they are being driven, when they are at work, when they are at school, when they are playing, wherever they are, Lord, watch over every one of us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody said,
amen.
And everybody said,